This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes.
You fix it!
During The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. In with us this hour, Siding Unlimited's very own Eric Brown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dayton.
Good morning. What in the world are you bringing in? Okay, let me do this. If you're not watching at WTMJ.com, you may want to turn on your web, go over there, and watch the show, because you can do that. Of course, you can hear it everywhere, but you can watch it, and this is a time you want to watch it, because that's massive. What is that thing? So, tell people what you have.
So I in spirit of the webcam, which we had a meeting about a week ago, and it was with Jonathan Green, who's our spokesperson.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and he's been retired for a while now, but it blew his mind that we have cameras in the studio, because he's like, that would have killed my whole career, because he's like, I used a lot of descriptive ideas, descriptive, talks, like everything that I did was, you know, talking about different things that would be in the room that you couldn't see,
right?
Because it's radio. And now they're introducing the video element to it. So I'm like, you know what? On the Fix-It Show, they have the video element. Let me bring in. So I have a corner cut of a Pella window. It's the same window that I have, or the same kind of window, the same style that I have in my own house. And what I like about it, so I think there's a video feed that points at me. So I got the corner cut here. I think I'm in the screen, maybe.
Yep. Move it a little to your right.
To my right?
Right there.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
There we go. So if you log on and you're watching the feed, the video as well, you can see, but it's a corner cut, and it shows a cross section of the window. And I think it really, you said, boy, you know, like that thing looks massive. And it is. Like when you look at a window, when we install it the right way, it doesn't lose natural light, doesn't lose glass space, but the frame and everything is there for everything it's supposed to be. And that's protecting you from the elements, energy efficiency. This window happens to have triple pane glass. So if you're looking at the webcam, you can see that there's three panes of glass in this window. And I will put this one up. Like, this is the one that I put in my house. I'll put this one up against any window on the market. We love installing Pella products, and we're not shy about saying that. But I really, really like the Lifestyle 3 because of the triple pane and the energy efficiency of it in the house. So it really makes my living space much more comfortable, and where I can control the environment as far as the temperature goes as the seasons change.
What I love about the corner cut here is you can see how heavy duty a window really is, like how thick it is, actual wood. There's not like pieced together cardboard shavings. Like, this is a piece of wood that goes through a scanner. The scanner picks the best spot on the board to cut to get the perfect piece to put in that window. But the Pella plant, if you ever get a chance to go to the Pella plant, you need to do it, because it is amazing the technology that goes into making one of those windows.
Yeah, if anyone gets a chance, that's pretty impressive. They actually tell you no cameras, no phones, nothing in the plant, because of the technology. Is they keep it near and dear to their heart and to their vest. But the technology that goes into windows, you know, I know it's windows, and you know, you want to be doing other things in life and all that stuff. But when it comes time to make that purchase, knowing that there's a company out there that does take pride in manufacturing the product, and then locally, a company like Siding Unlimited, who takes a lot of pride in our installation. Our team is absolutely fantastic. I get goosebumps just talking about it. And it's like, it's our company. It's where we go to work and everything. But you know, really, the camaraderie, the team atmosphere, the guys in the field installing the products, the guys that are going to be in your house, in your bedroom installing windows. Like, this is the real deal. Like, whoever you choose to do remodeling on your house you're gonna get, you know, close. They're gonna be around all your private stuff, not in and out of drawers and stuff like that. That'd be absolutely 100% wrong. But that's what you have to watch out for. And you have to go with a contractor that you can trust that's there to just get the job done, do it right, and leave with a positive, you know, feel for the homeowner.
Our guys are background checked. They're trained.
Oh, for sure.
They're when they come into your home, you could leave for the day and go to work and know that your house is safe and the project's going to be done right.
The background check, it's scary who we don't hire. Like, it's scary who's out there, whose resume is like, they're at this company, they're at this company. We do a background check. It's like, how did they get hired somewhere else? Like, how do you trust these people in somebody else's home, you know, in your customer's house? Like, how do you trust somebody like so no, we definitely vet our guys. And they're really good dudes. They're really good guys that are coming out. Great personalities. They really enjoy their work. It's a blast to be around those guys, for sure.
It is fun. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. If you go to WTMJ.com right now, you can see that cross cut of that window. It's going to be sitting there all hours, so you have time to get over there and check it out. I want to talk about a little bit too about the aluminum cladding and the way it's built into the window. It's fascinating. Pella has like hundreds of patents where they've created these steps and these processes. They're like the leader in the industry. So we'll get more on that when we come back. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be sunny and 57 today, currently 38 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane here, David Nason off this week. But Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us, and he brought in a friend. He's big enough to be a person. So this is a cutout of a Pella Lifestyle 3 window.
Yes.
They call it a corner cut. And from my angle and the angle that people are seeing on the screen, if you're watching at WTMJ.com. By the way, if you want to watch, easy way to do is just text WATCH to 855-616-1620. We'll send you the link. You just click it on your phone and you got us right there. So text WATCH to 855-616-1620. Two things I noticed. One, if you're looking at the wood grains on each of those pieces, they're all going different directions. So when Pella puts together their window, they change the way the direction goes so that as things expand and contract, they're working with each other to hold that frame square, which is something that not everybody does.
Right. They say like the devil's in the details, right? And that's one of the details that when you have the grain of a couple of different pieces of wood working against each other, they stay straight, you know? And so just doing that. Now, another manufacturer might run things just randomly, and so you don't know what you're going to get off the line.
Right.
Yeah.
But these are assembled by humans. The boards are cut by machines. Like, it's crazy to watch how fast the boards go through. Yep. It gets scanned fully, and then it moves that board to the best spot where they're going to be able to cut with no knots going through your frame. So it's crazy to watch. The other thing I noticed there is the technology they've created, because when you get a wood window from Pella, the exterior is aluminum clad. And the way they notch it all in there to make it stay, and it's fascinating, the engineer that came up with this design, because I would never think, hey, if we, I don't know. It's just, to me, when I look at it, I'm blown away.
You think, I mean, you're working with aluminum and you're working with lumber, and you think going through the process of cutting the boards and I guess manufacturing or extruding the aluminum for your frame that there would be some slop in it.
Right.
And when you look at the corner cut, you see how fine fit, how form fit the wood and the aluminum are together, just to really eliminate the wasted space. So everything in that frame is there. It's solid, and it's there for a reason. It's there for strength and energy efficiency. It's there to last a long time. And you can see that. You can see the quality in a piece like this, the corner cut. And we have this in our showroom.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something, if you're not getting on here to see it, you can come in and see it in our showroom. But you really see the engineering, like you said, and you see all the details from, I mean, the triple pane, like pointing out three panes of glass, that's easy to see. The size, the strength of the wood, the aluminum clad. But then you start getting into the seals, the bulb weather seals and stuff like that. And then just the intricacies of the window. And that's what's giving us customers that are saying, hey, you know what, 20 years, like we've installed these windows for 20. We've been installing Pella windows for, gosh, actually over 20 years now. And, I mean, we get previous customers adding more windows, like, yeah, it's been a while, or you guys did the windows, now do the siding, but the windows are still fantastic.
Yeah. Yep, and not every window's alike. That's why I love seeing the cutouts, because you can really see the detail that goes in, the workmanship that goes in. The other thing about the cladding with the wood is aluminum and wood expand and contract at different rates. So you can't just glue them together.
Right.
You actually have to fit them together so that they're like built into each other, so that as they expand and contract, it stays put. It's, again, the technology is phenomenal. Hundreds and hundreds of patents that they've had over the years. They've been around for 100 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been around for 30. Siding Unlimited's been around for 30. They've been around for 100. So you're working with two great companies when you're working with us. And by the way, four-time National Contractor of the Year.
Yes.
Nobody else can say that.
Yeah, so Pella certified contractors. And you can, like, a lot of contractors can get in the lower threshold and be a Pella certified contractor, taking a few tests, showing you can install the product. Then you start representing the brand, you start doing a little more business with them, you start you have customers that'll vouch for you, you start doing things the right way, so that they're willing to partner with you as far as branding goes. Because let's face it, there's plenty of contractors out there that I wouldn't want to tie my name to, you know, and Pella looks at that and says, all right, you know what? Siding Unlimited, you guys reached the next threshold as a platinum Pella certified contractor. Then we went a little further, and then they made us a platinum elite, which is the next tier up. And then they made us platinum premium. So a platinum premium Pella certified contractor. So it's a lot, it's a mouthful, but they're every tier. We are one of five of the, premieres in the country, and we are the four-time Pella Premier Platinum Certified Contractor National Contractor of the Year.
Yeah,
again, it's a mouthful, but it's a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of positive things happening with Siding Unlimited to get us those accolades. And we're not a nationwide company; we are Southern Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Madison. That's it. This is our home. This is our territory. This is all we do. Our headquarters, like my brother and I are the owners, but we grew up in Wisconsin. We're not going anywhere. We have Dayton is one of our salesmen. So, you know, if you call and you're looking for a window lead or siding, roofing, any of that stuff, you know, you got local people coming out to the house. And we just, that just gives everybody a really good feel as far as doing business with a local company.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. Eric Brown here with us all hour, 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talking text line. The weather's been going crazy lately. It's hot, it's cold, I'm scraping my windshields. It's affecting our houses. We're going to talk about that, and you probably have questions because of that. So get them in to the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Now, back to the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Badgers in Iowa tonight to take on the Hawkeyes. Game starts at 6:30. You guys, Siding Unlimited, now sponsoring Wisconsin Athletics.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
So the correct vernacular, which we have to run stuff by,
yes.
Wisconsin.
I can't say that. He's saying the right thing.
We're proud part. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's funny because we have to proof everything, all of our advertising through them, and they're great. They get stuff right back.
Yeah.
But they are the most particular, and this is probably true in professional sports, because their image and their logo is so prominent. You know, some of the other logos that we deal with, like Pella. Pella's a little more relaxed with how we use their stuff. Although, it's like, well, how would you get in trouble using it? Like, what would you be doing that would be bad? But no, they're very particular, and they should be, because they have a strong brand and a brand that we wanted to be partners with. So we thought it was, again, sticking with the whole local thing. We really wanted to do something you know, positive as we moved into Madison, and we realized that the spillover back to Milwaukee was just as strong. And so, Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited are proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Okay.
And that's how you say it. But
that's what I said. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. Sponsors, I mean, it's all the same.
So we do have a text here at 855-616-1620. It says, I had new windows installed in July. I believe the contractor used the term pocket windows. The other day when the wind was so strong, there was quite a draft coming in along the track of the windows. I feel this shouldn't happen with new windows. My call to the project manager about this was not returned. I'm not making this up. This is on the text line. Yep. Am I reasonable to think that I should not have drafts coming through my new windows, regardless of the wind being extremely strong? They're double pane. I also note that the contractor was well reviewed.
So here's the scenario, and we deal with this as well, and we'll do a pocket window on occasion. But if you look at our board, what are we looking at? Like 95% or 98% of them are full frame
replacement.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and this is kind of the trouble with pocket windows, and a lot of these companies, because it's the fast, easy install, and it saves a couple bucks, so the salesman has less of a hurdle in the house trying to sell.
Yep.
So he can sell a little bit of a lower number, so that's easy for the salesman, not necessarily better for the homeowner. And the install is much faster, not necessarily better. Pocket install, the draft, it could be the window, because it could be an inferior window that they're using. It also could be the install where, like, if we do a pocket install with, like, a Pella window, or we use Sunrise Vinyl windows to, as well, I really like those windows. Those products are very good. So when we put those windows in the wall, those windows generally, they're not going to be the reason why it's leaking. But the pocket install, it saves you. What it is you save the old frame and you bring the new window inside the old frame. Well, if there was a draft around the old frame before, you're still going to have that draft.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Like for us, we come in, we explain exactly the process, and that's why, like, we have some pocket installs because a couple of customers, they do want to save a few bucks, and they understand that detail I just explained. But most people hear that and they're like, no, if I'm going to spend this kind of money on a project, I don't want there to be drafts. And when we remove the old frame, the new window goes in replace of the old frame. So it's a bigger window. So you get maximize the glass space. We spray foam insulation all the way around that frame. And so now that place where she might be feeling a leak, an air leak, is now tightened up.
Yeah. So, yeah, shouldn't be happening, but it does if it's not done correctly. And pocket is more likely to happen than if you're doing full frame.
For sure. So. But the draft around that pocket would be around the trim,
yes,
of the window.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we do need to take a break. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. Let's go to Jessica Gatzo in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Dayton.
This is The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Indeed it is. Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane here, David Nason on vacation. Well, not on vacation. In the Dells for a big WAHI seminar this weekend. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. We were talking about the pocket fit window. Somebody had a question about not the best way to install. Possible in some cases, but not possible in others. There's just some circumstances where it should not happen.
Yeah, we throw around the term best practices in our industry, and generally, I mean, there are situations where pocket install is fine and it works, but you still, like, if the house has that draft around the trim,
yeah,
like that lady, like the text was talking about, a full
you're still not addressing the issue.
You're not addressing that, so you get brand new windows. Like I said, you spend all this money, like. I mean, it could be $25,000-$30,000 if you're doing a whole house of pocket windows, and then maybe it's $45,000 you're doing full frame, you know, and now you're getting everything checked, like all the boxes checked.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, I spent a little bit more, I got a lot more work done, but I feel like my investment was spent much better, you know, going full replacement. And that's
nothing is worse than spending a bunch of money and then not being happy at the end because you didn't actually fixed the problem.
And trust me, like from a business standpoint, we would absolutely kill it if we sold like my competition, like our competition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in and out, cheaper number, less work on our guys. We'd be in and out collecting money. I mean, it would be insane. Like we could, we would kill it. Like from a number standpoint, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Like that's just the way we operate is we want to do things the right way. And that's one. So sorry, that pocket full replacement thing, it hit a hot button for me.
So let's talk a little bit about this time of year. We were 80 degrees last week. I was scraping my windshield today.
Yeah.
Like, we're going extremes at this point in fall for Wisconsin. How is that affecting our windows? What's that causing to happen, and what should we be looking for?
Yeah, so this is like that public announcement that we have to send out every time this time of year. So condensation is a thing. Like it's moisture in the air inside your house or outside your house, depending on the environment. And there's a couple different things you'll see with windows as far as condensation goes. Now, before we cooled off the last couple days when it was warmer out, you might wake up, and if your windows were like my windows with the Lifestyle 3 Pella, like we have in the cross cut in the studio today, that's a very energy efficient window. So it does not allow that much energy, like the air conditioning inside the house, to escape through the glass. So the outside surface of that outside pane of glass is much closer to the temperature of everything else outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up and the grass has that morning dew, or the walls of your house, because the walls are well insulated and the siding is moisture on it, and then the glass as well has moisture on it, well, then everything's working the way it's supposed to. So when I wake up on those mornings, I might not be able to see out my windows, certain windows. A lot of times it's on the north side because of that condensation, and we call that reverse condensation. It's on the outside. It's during that fall season where you got a swing in temperatures from morning to afternoon and a lot of moisture in the air.
Yep.
Flip that around, and because we start getting into winter, especially the initial part of winter, when that moisture from the fall is inside the house, you know, like tomorrow's going to rain all through the Packer game.
Yeah,
all excited right. about that. That moisture in our environment is also going to make its way inside the house. Then come December, when we get the freeze, like the drop and it might be 10 degrees outside or something like that, that moisture has to go somewhere. So what that does is that moisture goes to the coolest place on the wall, which is your window. Your window is less efficient than your drywall wall insulation. You know,
yeah.
That's natural. If we want to see outside the glass and all that, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have less efficient areas on your wall. That's windows and doors. And we try to make that as efficient as we can, but the cool surface is still the bottom of the glass. And if you have less efficient windows, you're going to have a higher propensity of having moisture on that glass. However, even your best energy efficient windows can still have moisture on the glass. It is not a fault necessarily of the window as much as the science with the moisture in the air and the cool surface and where that moisture is going to collect as condensation. I will say this, though. I've had the Lifestyle 3 window in my house for 5 years now, and I have not seen condensation on the glass through all the, you know, through five winters, energy change, all that stuff. I haven't seen it. So I can't say it'll never happen. No window salesman can say condensation will never happen on anybody's window.
Yeah.
But I'll say that I haven't seen it on this one. It could happen. And if it does happen, I understand it's the science. The inside of my house is just way too humid for the cold outside.
They say that the average household puts 3 gallons of water into the air every day between dishes, showers, pets running around, you know.
Toilets open. Open. See that way.
Because water evaporates into the air, so you're putting 3 gallons of water into your house every day. If it gets cold outside, it's got to settle somewhere, that's where it happens.
Well, and what happens is that initial freeze, like we get late November, early December, that initial freeze with all the moisture in the air in the house, that's where we see that condensation. After a month of that, or just go around and open up your windows when the air is cold and dry outside. Open up your windows. 10 minutes, close them. That allows a lot of that moisture out. Next time we get that cold, less condensation will occur. We get to January where it's very dry, or early February where it's very dry outside and our house is acclimated, and we have less chance of that moisture occurring because our environment's drier.
Eric Brown, Siding Unlimited, with us, sidingunlimited.com, the website, 855-616-1620 if you want to talk with us. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
It's the Fix-It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
You can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. My name's Dayton Kane. David Nason off this week. He'll be back next week. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. This text says, can you give me an explanation on how much the R value of walls increases with new siding? I have a 1970s aluminum siding now and have one bedroom that gets very cold. The other rooms are okay.
I love this question. This is definitely a buyer beware scenario, that if you're buying new siding and expecting that the siding is going to provide an R value, that's not the case all the time. So if you're buying vinyl siding gives you zero R value. Like, let's right. let's understand that. Now, there's vinyl siding with insulation glued to the back of it. I'm not a fan of that because I think the vinyl needs a chance to expand and contract. And the foam glued to the back of it restricts that. So the way we do siding is we tear off the old siding and we put up insulation board. And then the vinyl siding over the top of it. Most of our competition, in fact, almost all of our competition, will put up a builder wrap. Well, builder wrap is like paper thin, has zero energy efficiency there, zero R value. So again, the builder wrap and the siding over the top of it is very minimal R value, very minimal energy efficient coefficient, energy coefficient for your house. Again, how we do it is we put that insulation. Now the insulation gives you, and the insulation covers the whole wall. Up, it goes right up tight against windows and doors, covers the whole wall. So if you think of the cross section of your wall, you have all these studs. Every 16 inches, you have a stud. Except where we have windows and doors, well, then you have them doubled up. Corners might be double or tripled up, the insulation actually covers all of that on the outside of the wall. Then we put our siding over the top of that. And LP Smart Side, we use a lot of that. We don't use fiber cement, but that's another siding product. Cedar siding, vinyl siding. All have little to zero energy efficiency. So if somebody comes in and says, yeah, well, the siding that we put on your house is going to be this, it's going to make your house more efficient from an energy standpoint, it's completely wrong. But the way we do it is by putting that foam board. Now, if we put it, like let's start with a half inch. I know our standard is a 3/8 of an inch, and then we can upgrade to a half inch. On the text, they described aluminum siding. I'm assuming, did they say the year of the house? 1970s house, very common, 70s house, 2x4 construction. So the R value of the insulation, the bat insulation is like R13, I believe. Of course, now we're 1970s, we're like 45 to 50-year-old homes now.
Yep.
Which I don't like because I was born in the 70s. But that insulation has aged as well. So the R value is not necessarily of what it was on day one. Half inch insulation, when we do a siding project, adds R value of 3. So if the wall is 13 and we add an R value of 3, that's a considerable amount of insulation that you're adding to the outside of the wall. People that use half inch insulation with their siding projects are and it acts as a water barrier, so it does the same effect as a builder wrap. That's why people use builder wraps as a water barrier, because water will get behind siding. So the insulation acts as a water barrier. We tape all the seams. It has an energy coefficient, so an R value. So half inch, R value of 3. You definitely feel the difference when we re-side a house with that type of insulation. So that's just one of the benefits. And not a lot, again, a lot of our competition want the cheap, easy way, quick, easy way of doing things so they can get in and out and make a quick buck. And that's just not our style. Our style is to create solutions for people's problems. Like in this case, and this would, I would suggest at least half inch. You go to 3/4 inch insulation with vinyl siding, you could do that. You're adding insulation to the wall. You're creating a stronger wall, more R value of that wall. Creating an environment inside that you now control. If in a perfect world, that house with a half inch or 3/4 inch insulation, vinyl siding would be fine. LP siding would be fine too. But the insulation We do the lifestyle three window, like I have in my house. We do that in that house, and we ventilate the attic with new roof and ridge vent. Like that house is now up to date, ready to go, and the energy efficiency is remarkable. So
better than it's ever been.
Oh, for sure.
Better
hands
than
down.
It's ever been. All right. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. Eric Brown with us for one more segment. Get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey what did you do list. It's the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Sponsored by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. This hour, Siding Unlimited, we've been talking with Eric Brown, and somebody just asked, we were talking about putting that insulation board up before we put up siding. Do you put that wind fabric over the foam?
No.
You don't need to, because it's still a wind barrier and a water barrier, right?
Yeah. So the insulation works as a water barrier. I mean, the wind thing, that used to be one of the, like, that's kind of the, like, the sales pitch to sell that builder wrap. It's a water barrier,
right?
You know, it's a barrier, because siding, all siding products, there's not one siding product that can actually say that they're going to stop moisture or water from infiltrating. It's really your first line of defense. It should never be your last line of defense. So you have a builder, either a builder wrap or an insulation or something like that. A water barrier is the generic term behind the siding. So behind brick, you need a water barrier. Behind all the types of siding I mentioned in the last break, you need a water barrier. You know, that's the natural build of the house. In the 70s, they didn't use one. So it was that composition board.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Faza, back when he was on, he would call it a beaver board. But that board is not, it's not like a plywood or OSB. It's a fiber board. And so when that gets wet, it can dry out, but it breaks down. So all these houses that were built in the 70s, actually probably in the 60s, 70s, and very early 80s or mid 80s or something like that, during that 25 period of time, builders used that board without a weather barrier. So we would tear off siding and you would see water marks on it. And sometimes you would see where it's decomposed because of how much moisture got behind the siding. It just wasn't a great scenario. So now we have a text on somebody calling in from a 1970s home with the aluminum siding. I guarantee they don't have a water barrier behind that siding. Who knows what you might see, especially 45 to 50 years, you know, later. Because I grew up replacing a lot of siding on those houses, because when I first started, those houses were 25 years.
Yeah, right.
20, 25 years old. So I've seen a lot of that. So I can only imagine on those houses. But you don't have to do both, the builder wrap and the insulation, one or the other. It's just that the insulation gives you the protection for the moisture as well as an R value for the wall. Doing both is just overkill.
1 minute left. Wrap it up. Tell people where you service and what we do.
Yeah. We are Milwaukee. We have showrooms in Milwaukee and Madison. So if you're hearing this and you're in Middleton, give us a call. But if you're in the Milwaukee market, absolutely, for sure. This has been my home for 40, coming up on 46 years, actually.
In this month.
But this is where we're at. This is our home base. We're not going anywhere else. Yeah, give us a call, 262-567-4513, but SidingUnlimited.com. Go to our Instagram page. You can see a lot of pictures of a lot of the jobs that we've done, some videos of jobs, some before and afters. Stop in a showroom. I think Bob Anderson, one of our salesmen, he's there today.
Yep.
Till noon. But, yeah, we're very available. We don't hide.
No, we do not. Always good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Dayton.
I'll see you on Monday. Coming up next, it's the Fox World Travel Show.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.